Hi, Faz.
Hi, Georgia.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
We look exactly like the picture of the podcast now.
We really do.
We've done it.
This is the first time we've ever recorded something video, us two.
And also audio for the people that are just listening.
And for the people who are just listening, just audio. And why are we here, Fazouz?
Because this is season 8 of Art Persists.
I can't
Season
believe it.
8.
It's been a long time.
It's insane.
We've had some amazing conversations.
Amazing conversations.
Okay, let's do something. Which episode that I've done where I've been the interviewer did you like the most?
I loved, well, I have obviously like so many favorites. I really love Sami Tamimi's one.
Love Sami Tamimi.
I also really like, as also like obviously, I think the most important one was the one with Forensics Architecture, because it happened on the
Yeah.
day of bombing the hospital,
They had just released their investigation into the bombing of the hospital, yeah.
which showed that Israeli side was lying about the bombing the hospital, saying it was Hamas. It was actually not,
Yeah, that was amazing.
by proofing and everything like that Forensics Architecture do, which is.
They do some amazing work, forensic architecture. They really
But
do.
and Sami Tamimi's one, yeah, we were gonna say something about it.
I love Sami Tamimi. I just saw actually in the episode he talked about working on this book, and I just saw that he's released it, so I'm really excited to check that out and hear about his life. It was amazing. Yeah, we've had some great ones. I'm trying to think which of yours is my favorite. I think obviously Miriam Francois was a huge one for us. You did such an amazing job at interviewing her and
And she's just very, like, maybe the most eloquent person I've ever spoken to. The best kind of like the way she phrases things and how smart she is just makes me like, ah, oh, how's she doing that on the spot?
Yeah.
I was actually very worried speaking to her, because I thought that like I might come off not as well spoken as she was.
She's like, as far as people go, she's one of the best.
And she's amazing. She's one of those activists that actually, you know, that are always like show up. They do what they talk, what they speak, basically, you know.
Yeah. And, she's very brave as well. It's a hard climate to be so outspoken in, especially when it comes to talking about things like Palestine and Gaza. So yeah, that was an amazing one. I think I also of yours I loved the one you did with Kites and Solidarity.
Yes, it was a very wholesome conversation. Melissa is like, she's just amazing. She just does this thing. It's very clear that she does it out of love,
Yeah.
and that's what I really like enjoyed in this conversation. And yeah, when there's that part where she says the kite is, and then she says this monologue, and then she ends exactly by saying like it's just about love. It's very
It was
sweet.
very moving. We've
And
had so
obviously
many.
saying all these kites all over the world, flying in solidarity, it's insane. It was like happening in so many countries at once. It was crazy. We were doing it here in London, and at the same time, children in Gaza were flying their kites at the same time. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And also that very inspirational, that idea that if you see something you don't like that's happening in the world, you can just do something about it in the way that you can do. It's very cool.
Simple.
Yeah. And then I love looking back on like my first season that I did, where I don't think you did any, but I had some amazing people,
Yeah, you
Rahima
interviewed Khalid
Mahmoud,
al-Bey. Ah, Rahima
Khaled Al
Mahmoud.
Bey,
So Rahima Mahmoud is a Uyghur artist,
Uyghur singer.
singer, amazing singer,
If you don't know her, have a look. She's
with
just
obviously like
beautiful.
a crazy story, as all Uyghur people have,
Yeah.
like, yeah.
And she's an amazing activist in her own right, but her music is something really special. And Khaled Al Bey is also an incredible Sudanese political cartoonist and artist. Got a lot of love for him as well. We've had some amazing people.
It's been a great journey, and I think one of the highlights is, or like one of the best highlights is obviously the listeners. And I
Yes.
remember when it happens every time with Spotify, specifically when we get the year rep, and we realize that we have thousands of people listening to us, and we are ranking in the UK, like, up podcast. Yeah. It's insane to just like see that. And yeah, so thanks to all the listeners for like tuning in. We hope to continue, you know, we hope to continue this trust and deliver, like keep on delivering these amazing interviews.
We hope to do it. And we'd love to hear from you listeners as well. So if you're listening to this and you haven't already subscribed, please do and give us a rating. It really helps us become more visible. But also send us a message. We're at Bosler Arts on Instagram. I love hearing from people about who they want us to interview. So if you have anyone you think we need that needs to be on this podcast, let us know.
If you need to be on the podcast, let us know.
If you need to be on the podcast. And if there's anything else you want to listen to from us or you want us to talk about or if you want more of, you know, anything, let us know.
If you have suggestions.
We're here for it. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the new season.
Tune in. We have amazing interviews lined up.
Mm-hmm.